the Michigan head coach, Jim Harbaugh, the program. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good, Dan. Good to hear your voice.
What time do you wake up?
Usually when the kids wake up. The three-year-old usually drives it. He gets up pretty early.
But then, and then what's quarantine like in the Harbaugh household?
Living the dream in quarantine.
A lot of phone calls?
A lot of phone calls, yeah. A lot of phone calls, a lot of Zoom meetings, and staying in touch with other head coaches in the Big Ten, our athletic department, our coaches on our staff, our players, and recruits. So been a lot of conversations.
What have you been told?
as far as whether we're going to play again, I mean, that's a big question on everybody's mind. Can we play again? I think right now we don't know, because it's dictated by, I think the simplest answer is if the governors allow our gyms to open up, then then we should be able to get our guys back into the weight room and training, and then a whole set of other, a lot of smart people working on, can we eventually play the games? I don't think anybody knows that for sure right now.
Could you see a scenario, though, Coach, where not every school in a conference is going to be playing their football season or starting on time with everybody else?
Yeah, I could see that. I'd be more for that, than saying all if all can't play, then nobody plays. That kind of. I've never been a big fan of that kind of thinking.
Yeah, because I was wondering about Rutgers, given the proximity to New York City. They might not be able to start when everybody else does. I look at the SEC, and it feels like the SEC is probably going to be full speed ahead. Pac-12, I think, has got some issues with just proximity of the schools there. I mean, it's kind of the wild, wild west of trying to figure out who's playing and how many games you're going to play. Is there going to be travel with planes, or is it buses? And are you sorting this out as well?
Yeah, well, everybody's looking into that, and it's going to be driven a lot by the health professionals. But a lot of different scenarios being planned for, like all options being looked at. The things that you're saying right now, people are looking at that. The length of the schedule, is it just a conference schedule? Do you play the games and a certain percentage of the fans can come, or no fans can be in the stadium? I mean, all those things are being talked about and looked at.
Talking to Jim Harbaugh, Michigan head coach. I was watching the 1995 Pro Bowl festivities and the long throw competition. During quarantine, you'll watch a lot of different things, Coach. And I got Drew Bledsoe in there, you, Brett Favre, Cordell Stewart's in there. I think you threw it 65, 66 yards. Favre, I think, blew everybody away. What do you remember about that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that was the farthest I ever thrown a ball. So I remember feeling really good about myself to throw it that far as I did. And it was kind of a low wind cheater. Watching Favre throw the long ball, Randall Cunningham one time saw him throw it 75 or 80 yards into the wind. I mean, that was... wow, gosh, that was amazing stuff.
Best arm you ever saw?
Wow, that's a toughie. Andrew Luck had a great arm. He the ball came out a lot faster. He threw it harder than he looked like he was throwing it, but he was catchable. Colin Kaepernick, extremely, extremely strong arm. Yeah, a lot of guys with strong arm. Randall Cunningham, he had that fluid motion like a whip.
Yeah.
The amazing thing is that there wasn't guys that I can't even think of too many guys that threw it the same. Everybody had a little bit different throwing motion. But Brett Favre was. incredibly strong-armed guy. But, yeah.
Are you still pushing for the Tom Brady statue on campus?
Yeah. I think that's been earned. I think he's the greatest player of all time. He's pretty much lapped the field.
Well, what did your chancellor, president, or athletic director say about this?
It's being looked into. Don't assault. I think we should get a. I think there's a lot of deserving people. I think he's one too that should have a statue of.
How many Super Bowls did Jonas Salk win?
Yeah, he's just a pretty good thing.
Would you explain this to me? Because I never heard this story. I don't know if it's true or not. When you were with the Niners, when Peyton Manning left the Colts, he worked out for the Niners, and you were there in 2012. Is that were you guys close to signing Peyton Manning in 2012?
We did a workout, and it was down at Duke University, and he threw the ball great. We were evaluating the situation, recruiting him. We didn't want to get into the show of it, where SUVs are pulling up and flying in here and there. Yeah. So we was more under the radar, and we had Alex Smith too, who had a great season for us in 2011, and then Peyton ultimately ended up deciding to go to Denver. But we were our hat was in the ring, and we were talking, but we had a good situation with Alex, and ultimately Peyton chose the Broncos.
Before I let you go, you're proposing that. Well, explain it, what you want to allow players to be able to do to go pro early if they have the talent, the opportunity to go pro.
Right. That a player could submit his name to the NFL draft after any season, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, or after a fifth year. If the NFL does draft them, then they would become a pro. But the second part is that they can return to playing college football if they're not drafted, which is right now that's not the case. If somebody submits their name for the draft, they're gone. So creating more options. And then the third piece of it is if a player leaves college and pursues his pro career, plays pro ball, then after his pro career, then he could return to college as a student and finish his degree at the expense of the university. So options that would give the player a shot at a college career, a shot at a pro career, if good enough, and also make sure that the youngster gets his degree, because the numbers are still the same. I mean, there's only 1.5% of NCAA players are going to play in the NFL, and the alarming thing is the amount of youngsters that come out, early for the draft, and then play or don't play. A lot of the times, not even get drafted. About 30% go undrafted, that leave after their third year, and then it's over. There is no coming back to college. There's no probably don't even have the degree, and you don't have the pro career. So instead of that scenario taking place, the scenario taking place where the kids and their family can have it all. I mean, they get their playing career, their shot at the pro career, and they're going to get their degree. I think it just makes a lot of sense and is a win-win-win for the student-athletes.
It's great to talk to you, and hopefully we get this sorted out soon. My best to your father, and thanks for joining us, Coach.
Thanks for having me on, Dan.
That's Jim Harbaugh, Michigan head coach.